Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Now back to Damon and Ratto on 95.7 The Game.
All right, hour number three, halfway through here on a Thursday. John Dickinson and Alan Stiles in for Damon and Ratto. 888-957-9570. If you don't have plans for New Year's Eve, you can join our very own Bay Area radio legend. It's Chewy Gomez from 102.1 Jams and the great DJ Mind Motion. This Saturday, they host the biggest New Year's Eve party in the South Bay at the San Jose Marriott. So don't miss out. For tickets and more information, you can go to TaylorRocks.com. That's Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R, Rocks, R-O-C-K-S.com. Or you can call 408-690-5999. That's TaylorRocks.com or call 408-690-5999 for a good time on New Year's Eve if you're still looking for what you're going to do. Any big New Year's Eve plans? I know you are, this is your last show of the year, so I feel like I can ask you about that before we get back into some 49ers.
Yeah, I was going to do Tahoe, but you know, a lot of rain, a lot of snow. We didn't want to get stuck up there, so just heading to Napa, a little wine country action. Yeah.
Nice, I've done that maybe 5 years back or so.
That's where I'm at now, JD. I've done the I Heart party at Fort Mason. I've done all that. It was a great time. It was a great time, but I am now, this is where I'm at in life, you know, enjoying a nice meal with some friends. That's about it.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. I mean, I think there's been so many different, I mean, there's been times where it's been San Francisco for me, times in Walnut Creek. There was a time where it's just, hey, we're going to stay home.
Right.
Just going to stay home because of COVID.
Yeah,
a couple years
exactly.
ago. Watch all three of the, you know, the big, whatever the big New Year's Eve shows are.
Mm-hmm.
And then this one, Seattle was a couple of years back. Ended up, had some friends in Seattle, went up to Seattle.
Okay.
That was what, I guess 4 years ago now, 2018, because it was before COVID. And then, yeah, this will be a different one. Never done like New York or anything.
Right.
Obviously, a lot of them in Sacramento growing up there.
My mom's in New York right now for it. So she's going to enjoy herself. So shout out mom, you know.
Is that a special trip? Like she wanted to go for New Year's?
Yeah, she's got friends out there. We're from, she's from Panama, but then after that, she was in the East Coast. So a lot of family out there. So she's enjoying herself. You know, the weather actually is, I'm sure it feels different, but it's like 48 degrees in New York right now.
There you go.
Very that's similar to here.
So it's not like blizzard conditions.
No,
anything, which is
no,
good.
Exactly.
That's what you want. And mm-hmm. so is she doing the time, like, is she doing Times Square?
I don't know if she's going to be straight up in there. She was in there yesterday before, okay. you know, while it's not crazy. I would say kudos to her if she does, because that even makes me feel a little uncomfortable. Well, when I see those groups, man.
Yeah, some of the stories you hear is like, yeah, don't. Like, I've heard people yes. say don't do it.
I know exactly what you're talking
like,
about.
Like, you're just standing there, and good luck. Like,
good luck.
Like, if you need to use the restroom.
I don't think she is. I don't. But you never know with her. She might be.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's kind of cool in Vegas. Who knows what to expect. I just hope, as we were talking about before the break.
Yeah.
It actually, you know, there's no unforeseen
right.
travel circumstances.
You'll be all right. I got faith.
As well. So, yeah, confident in that. 888-957-9570. Xfinity Mobile text line is open. Steve Kerr is going to join us an hour from now, his weekly show with Damon and Ratto. We're subbing in here today, so he'll join us at 5 o'clock. So looking forward to that. As far as the 49ers go, and we appreciate Randy Cross for joining us at 3:30. Tremendous conversation from Randy. He's still got his fastball. He was in tune and unafraid to share his opinions on everything that was going on. I thought it was interesting. He said, take a chill pill and enjoy what you see, because there is a lot of angst.
Let's talk about next season.
From the 49ers yeah. you know, fan base, I think in part because of the standard that was set by his group that won the three Super Bowls in his time there. They won another Super Bowl the first time Randy was gone, and then won another one, 5 years after that with Steve Young and company. And then there hasn't been one at all since 1994. So it's been a long time, and I think that's what leads up to the angst, whether it's somebody that's old enough to remember some or all of those championships, mm-hmm. or it's the children or grandchildren right. of those that have been handed down as being a big-time 49er fan through the generations. That standard is still there.
And they've tasted it, or they've gotten so close right. to tasting it right. so many
Three
times.
Three NFC championship games and a Super Bowl going back a decade ago, and a couple of NFC championship games and a Super Bowl in these last 3 years. And then it's funny how the Shanahan era in some ways has kind of mirrored the Harbaugh era mm-hmm. in a weird way. Like, I know it took Shanahan a couple of years to build up to a point where they were in championship games and Super Bowls, but that 3 year run of, you know, championship game, Super Bowl, championship game, and then nada, and then they get it built back up, and it's Super Bowl championship, you know, Super Bowl bad year, championship game, and now who knows? I mean, the Niners, for not winning a Super Bowl, have had a heck of a lot of success in the playoffs.
That's what
winning a Super Bowl and here in the last, 10, 12 years.
That's where I think it's extremely frustrating, but frustrating in a different way. For, you know, for Niners fans, because you feel it, you can taste it. It's so close. Yesterday we were talking about, would you rather lose in the first round with Brock Purdy or lose in the Super Bowl? You said, well, I'd rather lose in the Super Bowl. And somebody on the Xfinity Mobile text line said, do you think the Bills? Do you think the Bills care about losing those four Super Bowls, or would the Bills rather have not gotten to those? Yeah. That's an interesting question, though, JD, because losing four is a little rough. And I get it. At least you get to go and enjoy yourself, but you lose four, though.
I get it. You probably, as a fan, get a little jaded to the process at that point. Like, maybe some of the playoff games.
And now it's hanging over you. Think about Josh Allen. If they go to the Super Bowl, how much they're going to have to hear about don't lose.
Well, the crazy part about that, and again, even as a kid at that point in time and remembering those four, mm-hmm. is, and it's funny because the first one was the closest they ever were. And that's the part that I think has got to be gut-wrenching about it, right? The first one is the one where Scott Norwood misses. He's got a 47-yard field goal to win it. He just misses. I think they lost that game by a point. They would have won by two. And he misses. And then obviously they had a great team, but then they get back. They get blown out by the Cowboys. They play the Cowboys again in the middle of their dynasty. They end up losing. I think Buffalo had the lead at halftime of that game. They get blown out of that game. Washington, they got blown out in between the close loss in the games against the Cowboys. And it's like, you never know, but it turns out of all the four, the closest they ever were was that last play of the game in the first one. But so I get the angst. But to me, it's as far as the question that you asked, I want it. Give me three. If I'm a Niner fan, give me three freaking Sundays in January or Saturday Sundays where I'm going to be happy.
Yeah.
Like, especially with a young quarterback. I mean, I think that's where Randy Cross had it nailed, in the sense of just relax and enjoy it, man, because Purdy's doing something that we haven't seen before, frankly. Mm-hmm. I mean, what's the comp? Brady? I mean, kind of, but at the same time, I mean, it just, like, you just don't see, Brady wasn't a third string quarterback.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He was a very late draft pick, but he wasn't a third string quarterback, and this was Brady's second year in the league and not his rookie year.
Yeah, I understand why you want to look ahead, and we see on the Xfinity Mobile text line, we'll take the calls. I'll put it to you like this, JD. We can't even really have that conversation until we know how this season ends. That's how I feel. I feel like I can't say, okay, well, it should be Brock Purdy. I can't say that Brock Purdy should be the number one quarterback going into training camp next season. I can't say that yet. And maybe I'm on an island with that because Brock Purdy has already seen more success than Trey. To me, it's just what's the difference between that and just saying, hey, it's a competition, right? And if Brock Purdy looks better, assuming he does, it would end up being Brock Purdy QB1 to start the season. So it's just that simple to me. I think the Niners have already kind of stepped in it or already stepped in it last year or earlier this year at the beginning of the season when they said, hey, it's Trey's team, yada, yada, yada. At that time, they probably felt they had no choice because of the whole Jimmy Garoppolo thing. So now what happens, JD? And we just said we're not going to talk about it, but we're going to talk about it. Like I said, we have all summer to talk about it. But at the same time, do you take away, okay, this is Trey's team? Do you take that away? Do you say, it's an open competition? I just think that because of what they said, Brock Purdy is going to have to do more than what he's done so far for them to say anything more than it's a competition. I think them saying it's a competition is them saying it's probably going to be Brock Purdy. But they're not going to, besides them winning the whole thing, I don't see them saying Brock Purdy is QB1.
I think if he wins a couple of playoff games, he's
okay,
QB1.
So that's where you're at.
I think right now, and look, there's no reason to say anything now, and I agree with Kyle Shanahan when he was asked about it on Monday, and he said, hey, I don't know if I'm going to be alive.
He loves saying that, by the way.
He always says,
well, we don't know, which I agree with, because based on what happened the last couple years,
he's, you know what? Whether he has a feel for it or he doesn't, like I would know as a head coach if, you know what, hey, Purdy probably going to be the guy next year. But you're never going to say that. You're never going to say that because you don't know what's going to happen.
And not right now.
Especially when you're the guy at the top of the franchise, as Shanahan is, even above John Lynch.
Right.
You know, he's one of the few head coaches that is the number one guy as far as, you know, pecking order, essentially, in the 49er franchise. But I just, like, to me, it's Brock Purdy to lose at this point. So I look at it as, yeah, Purdy right now is the starter going into 2023.
And we'll see what happens.
Yeah, no, we disagree on that. I think it's cemented. Like, to me, it's in, I don't know, pencil at this point.
Sure, not Sharpie.
You know, it's not in, it's in pencil.
Lombardi gets you the Sharpie.
He wins a couple of, yeah, he wins. I don't even think it's got to be Lombardi. I think it's maybe two wins. Like, I think he wins one playoff game. And it's like, you know, your
erasable
G2.
Pen?
No, it's like your G2.
Okay.
Like, you can scribble it out.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Like, yeah, you know, your gel ink.
Okay.
But, you know, you could scribble it out or you can, mm-hmm. you can smudge it out maybe, or whiteboard marker.
You think
maybe.
Only Sharpie is, but Sharp, when does Sharpie come?
Sharpie is, I think, if you win two playoff games. Get to the NFC Championship game, he's the guy because he's played far better than, and again, it's no fault to Trey.
No.
Because he was not the starter last year and he got hurt this year. It's like I want to make that very clear because I think people say, well, Brock Purdy's done it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Brock Purdy has played exceptional football in regular season games. If you're telling me he continues to do that and plays that way in two playoff games, it would be a competition between him and Trey Lance, who looked okay for the first half of the first game before the monsoon came and then got hurt and was in his first start last year and better in his second start last year than he was in his first against Houston going back to after the new year. But it, like, to me, it's like you're not holding this thing for Trey Lance if Purdy keeps playing well. Like, what, like, to me, it's like that's a no-brainer.
But I think,
like,
for
you're not
me
thinking like, oh, Trey's gonna be better. Like, I'm not, like, I'm
well
not,
how could he be
Well, that's what I'm saying. But I mean, it goes back to what Michael Irvin said, right?
Yeah.
I mean, why didn't it look that way with Trey? And there's a lot of reasons why.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, JD. I'm glad you brought that up.
Sure. Because
there are some reasons, right? And look, I still think...
There's some legitimate reasons.
There are legitimate reasons. And I do think that in terms of, you know, which way you go, I do think some of this is just the PR aspect, JD. I'm not even saying that in Shanahan's heart of hearts. I think heart of hearts versus what he's going to say out loud could be two different things. So what I'm not even necessarily disagreeing with you in that winning a couple playoff games could make it sharpied in to Shanahan's heart of hearts. But I'm saying I don't think he's going to want to deal with the media circus if it's anything less than a Super Bowl, because he doesn't have to.
No.
You know, why? So I don't even know if we're completely disagreeing on how Shanahan feels versus what he's going to say out loud.
I mean, I just... Like, are there really people out there that would think right now open competition?
I do.
Like, I just...
I do.
I mean, like, do you think Trey could be better?
I think that
like, what
there's
if we
no
see from
reason.
Trey to where we'd see, like, Trey's going to operate at a higher level than Purdy has to this point.
But I think there's no reason to close it. Just like a lot... Okay, everybody said, what was the reason you had to give Trey the keys, right? And I get it. Trey hadn't done anything, so it's a different situation. But what is the reason to give Brock Purdy the keys? There's no reason. Why don't just go into the competition? But just wait, though. Just go through training camp.
Well, yeah, you're going to wait. But that's the thing. Like, if Purdy blows up and plays badly in the playoffs, or let's say he plays badly the last two games of the regular season and then struggles in the playoffs, Niners go out, okay, then it's an open competition.
Right.
Like, that's fine. If you want to say that, that's fine. And it could be legitimately an open competition. I would strongly favor Purdy in that, but what I'm saying is if Purdy plays well, if he shows you he can get it done in a playoff game, it's his job.
Yeah, like, so maybe we're not even talking.
Like, what would you be waiting around for? Like, Trey to go all the way through the season and, oh, let's see.
Look, if he wins a playoff game, I am on record on this show with Damon saying I think Trey will play more than five games in 2023. I said that.
He may have to because of injury.
Well,
he's the better quarterback.
We had to make some, you know, predictions. That was my prediction. Going back to why didn't this look with Trey?
Okay.
And by the way, if anybody who listened to the Michael Irvin interview, it's blowing up everywhere. A bunch of Niners blogs are taking it. So go ahead and check that out if you haven't already. Why didn't it look like this with Trey? Well, I think number one is that we understand that Trey had the higher ceiling. Brock Purdy he'd been playing at Ohio State for 4 years. He was the guy. So I do think, yes, Brock Purdy, he was the lower ceiling guy, more so ready to go right now. So I think that that's one of the reasons it looked different. Number two, the offensive line. We talked to Jake Brendel. That offensive line at the beginning of the season, people were legitimately worried, JD. Remember that preseason game against the Texans? And it was just musical chairs out there. Nobody knew what was going on. That offensive line then is not what it is now. And number three, the most obvious one that there is Christian McCaffrey. Trey never got to play with Christian McCaffrey. Now, am I even saying that it would look like what it looks like with Brock Purdy? No, I'm not even saying that. I'm just saying this idea that it looks... It never looked like this with Trey. And let's not forget, Kittle was out as well.
Sure.
Kittle was out as well. So that's four things right there that are legitimate. Now, people say, when you talk about excuses has a derogatory term, but some excuses are also fact, right? Like, I'm not saying that Trey should have done this or that. I'm just saying it is a fact that these are things that Trey Lance didn't have that Brock Purdy had. I'm not saying that it would have looked like this or that with Trey Lance. I'm just saying that before we say, why didn't it look like this with Trey Lance, let's also include all the things that Brock Purdy had that Trey didn't. That's all I'm saying.
All fair.
You know?
That's all fair. And I don't even necessarily... I mean, Michael Irvin didn't... I mean, we know the point that he was making, obviously. It's, well, Purdy can do it and
of course.
Can go in there. Why can't Trey? Why didn't it look that way? I think all of those reasons are completely fair to bring up. At the same time, though, production is production. And it's not even necessarily blaming Trey.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he just might not be better. Like, it's flat out. Like, and then as far as getting to 2023, we got a lot of people that want to talk in the phone lines, 888-957-9570. Like, I wouldn't give up on Trey either. Like, that's the other part. Like, I'm not of the opinion that even if you think Purdy's the starter going into next year and you name him the starter essentially based on what happens in the playoffs, even if the 49ers don't go to the Super Bowl or win the Super Bowl, I'm not going to be somebody that immediately says, well, now you got to trade Trey. Mm-hmm. Now you got to trade him.
You like the Jordan Love kind of plan. Well, like,
to me, and it's also you're going to need more than one quarterback.
Right. Has the season not shown us that?
4 out of the 6 years Shanahan has been the head coach of the 49ers, he's needed 3 quarterbacks to get through the season. Mm. Like, if Purdy, you know, Purdy was hurt his second game. To a point where, you know, he didn't know he was going to play against Seattle, and, he needed an injection, and it's, you know, he's healed up to that point. But the bottom line for me is you don't give up on Trey, but you make Trey the backup. You continue to develop him behind the scenes. You maybe even use some running packages because that's what his greatest skill set is. I know Shanahan didn't want to do that with Garoppolo, but he kind of took the blame that he didn't like it, which I think a little bit of that was him. Maybe taken up for Jimmy, that Jimmy didn't like it or wasn't comfortable with it. And he said, hey, you know what? It messes with my play calling to get guys in and out and all of that.
Right.
To me, with 2 young quarterbacks, you can very easily re-implement that, especially if you're planning on doing it for the entire offseason. So it's not like Trey would be completely out of the fold, but Purdy would be the guy. And if Purdy falters or is injured, you got Trey Lance. Maybe a more seasoned, more ready to play Trey Lance at that point, fully healthy, because that's the other part. We don't know that Trey Lance is going to be fully healthy throughout the offseason program and leading up to training camp and ready for, you know, September 10th, I guess it would be, when the season starts. Although I guess the Niners would be hoping it'd be the week before because they'd be on Thursday night because they're coming off a Super Bowl. But
yeah.
But like a statement toward Purdy being the guy is not a statement that Trey is not
finito,
is done, it has to be traded, is washed, is a bust.
All right.
Let's get to the phones. 888-957-9570. Rob in San Francisco on 95.7 The Game with JD and Alan. What's going on, Rob?
How you doing, man?
Good, man. What do you got?
I was listening to y'all, man, and I'm a Trey Lance fan, you know? But I do believe he's a little inexperienced, and Brock Purdy been doing his thing since he got on the field. He might as well just be the starter going in the next year. If Trey Lance comes back full and healthy, he can be the backup.
That's it. That's it. Thanks, Rob. We had a little bad connection there with you, Rob. But, yeah, I mean, that's all I'm saying is get him a little more seasoning and in essence, take the pressure off. Because I think we were headed down. Look, nobody's going to know. People scream at me when I say this, but I think it was headed down a bad road with Trey Lance in this regular season if he had remained the starter. I really do. They already had lost to Chicago. Monsoon! I know, monsoon! He looked all right in the first half. He looked awful in the monsoon. Again, I couple that with training camp. Like, I believe if Trey Lance had been the starting quarterback of the Niners, it would have gotten to a point in the first 4 or 5 games where Kyle Shanahan would have been forced to make a change to Jimmy Garoppolo. I really do.
Mm. Well, you were boots on the ground. You were boots on the ground.
It
so.
Just didn't look like it. It's kind of like the Irvin take a little bit. It's not, why didn't it look like that? But it just didn't look as refined as I expected it to look for somebody that had been handed the job and had the entire offseason to be ready to roll.
Yeah, and here's the thing, and this is more of a praise of Brock Purdy than an indictment on Trey, because when we say, why didn't it look like that, it didn't look like that with Jimmy Garoppolo
no,
either.
Correct.
It didn't look
100%.
Jimmy Garoppolo looked better than Trey.
Great
but
point.
Brock Purdy looked better than Jimmy Garoppolo as well, so this isn't just a straight up Trey versus Brock Purdy thing. The only reason we're having this conversation is because, and not including Jimmy G, is because we assume Jimmy G is on his way to New York. The Jets, maybe the Giants. I just don't think he's going to be playing with the Niners next season. So that's why we're not including Jimmy G. But going back to Brock Purdy, yeah, I think that's it's more about Brock than an indictment on Trey. Unfortunately, it's hard to praise Brock without it being an indictment on Trey, whether that's fair or not.
Yeah, I mean, look, if Trey's got to wait, then Trey's got to wait. And again, it doesn't mean that he's going to be a bad player. Doesn't mean his career's over. Doesn't mean that he won't at some point be. I mean, again, how many quarterbacks do you see, you know, all the time that burst onto the scene. They play well. League figures them out. They can't make the adjustment. I mean, Garoppolo was, wow, Garoppolo's great. Like 5-0 at the end of the year, and then he got hurt, and he came back. Like, people forget, it was Jimmy freaking Jesus. Yeah. It was Gucci Garopp. Like, this time 3 years ago, Niner fans thought he was a top seven quarterback in the NFL 3 years ago today. That's just a fact. Turns out he wasn't. Kaepernick is another one. Kaepernick was great coming in and running and throwing, and it was all schemed up, and he had a couple of really good years.
Was it Jaws that said he'd be the best quarterback ever?
Yeah.
Jaws said that.
Teams figured Kaepernick out.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, we talked, I think, a little bit off the air about, I think, the Harbaugh's disillusionment with the franchise kind of wrecked Kaepernick's career, I think. Mm-hmm. You know, and then obviously everything that happened with the kneeling and all that, it kept him out, which is bleeping wrong, right. Obviously. But, you know, Harbaugh kind of, he was Harbaugh's guy, and when Harbaugh lost clout in the 49er organization, that's when Kaepernick's decline started to happen, and defenses figured him out, and unfortunately it never came back. Quick thought.
Yeah, I was just going to say one other thing to remember. I mean, we just saw this guy last week, or earlier this week, Nick Foles. Nick Foles,
yeah.
World Series,
Super Bowl champ,
Nick Foles. What do you do with that?
Full phone lines, John Dickinson, Alan Stiles. We'll come back. We're going to get through these calls before Steve Kerr at 5, and we are sponsored by CalHope.org.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now Now back to Damon and Ratto on 95.7 The Game.
All right, welcome back. John Dickinson and Alan Stiles in for Damon and Ratto. 888-957-9570. We're with you until 6 o'clock. Steve Kerr, head coach of the Warriors, coming up at 5. But let's get to some phone calls. We've been talking about the 49ers and Brock Purdy and Trey Lance. And have we already seen enough from Brock Purdy to where you'd say he's got to be the guy going into 2023? I've got it in pencil. I got my G2 out to write over that, but I always keep a Sharpie, at least I try to, in the bag. And so
I'm not there yet.
We get a playoff win, 2 for sure, and I'm putting that bad boy in Sharpie, Brock Purdy 2023. But I'm not giving up on Trey Lance either as part of it. I think so often it's like, yeah, I got one take, then that automatically means you have to have another take attached to it. It doesn't mean Trey Lance is garbage. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean Trey Lance is a bust. It doesn't mean Trey Lance can't have a nice career. But I think we've already seen things from Brock Purdy that we haven't seen any semblance of from Trey Lance to this point of his career. Fair or unfair, I think it's just reality. Let's get to Tom in San Francisco. And, of course, Alan disagrees with that. Tom, you're on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
Hey, I just want to say a couple of things. First off, let's be thankful we've got Brock Purdy, number one. Number two, as far as I'm concerned, Brock Purdy passes the eye test. He has the it factor. The kids won us a lot of games, even though, yes, the argument can be made we've got a great defense, you've got Christian McCaffrey, et cetera, et cetera. It still takes skills to take the hits he takes to make the passes that he makes. So let us give him the credit for that. And number three, he is definitely the starter for next year. Trey Lance is coming off injury. As far as I'm concerned, I haven't seen anything from Trey Lance that tells me he is the guy. From what I've seen, it's been pretty much meh. Does it mean that he can't be a good quarterback? Not necessarily, but as far as I'm concerned, Purdy passes the eye test. Thank you.
All right, there you go. Purdy passes the eye test. That's a good way of putting it, I think. The production's there, the numbers are there, but it's also, wow, and I think you made the point, which is spot on, it looks better than Jimmy.
It does. It does. Look, I was the first one during the post game riding dirty with Purdy, so don't get me wrong. I think we're on the same. We're on
first
the same.
One.
First one, you know.
There was a texter that asked how many times that was going to come up.
And I did it for you. I think you were 650, so shout out 650 on the Xfinity Mobile text line. And I feel similar to you, JD. My take on riding dirty with Purdy, my take on the fact that I do think, even though it's a QB, not a QB-dependent offense, Purdy is doing his thing, that still has nothing to do with the fact that, he has some things that Trey Lance didn't have at that time, right? I think that those two things can stay separate, even though a lot of people don't want to separate them. So that's where I'm at.
888-957-9570. Jonathan in San Francisco next here on 95.7 The Game. Hey, Jonathan, happy Thursday to you. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks, man. Thanks for taking my phone call. I just want to say, man, a few reasons why it didn't look like this under Trey Lance. Number one, he's inaccurate. Number two, bad footwork. Number three, he's not a quick decision maker. He's got bad vision. Number four, for a mobile quarterback, he can't get away from the front seven. So what kind of a mobile quarterback is that if he can't even get away from like linebackers? So, yeah, in my book, hey, I've been watching the NFL for 35 years, man. I've never seen a guy like Purdy, bro. Like, coming in like this ready, Brock Purdy should be the poster child of when opportunity comes and you're ready, like Purdy. He should be the poster child for that. I mean, this guy's been grinding all his life from what I've heard. He studies well. He probably has the same vision as a Draymond Green, you know, like how he's totally aware of where everybody's at. I mean, this guy's a dog with cat-like reflexes. How does he get away from, like, you know, I'm seeing him like at least 3-5 times. An unblocked guy, and he sidesteps like it's a nonchalant, and he gets rid of the ball. I mean, if this guy could be healthy for, you know, if you just keep him healthy for the run, we're gonna win a big one.
Thanks for the call, Jonathan. Is Jonathan putting Purdy in the Hall of Fame with that?
You
compared him to Draymond, and
when you go this far, JD, now you got to bring up Nick Mullins. Now you got to bring up Nick Mullins. Jonathan might have been a guy who thought Nick Mullins could have been a guy. Like, I just, you know, because he had a hot start as well. I know Purdy has played better for a longer period of
Nick
time.
Nick Mullins' hot start was like, what, the Raider game in a year that didn't matter, and then it kind of flamed out, and then he played, what, 2020?
He had one
good game, and then it was like everybody talked about for a week about how the Niners were going to trade him for a first-round pick during COVID, and then he absolutely had, I think, the worst quarterback game I've ever seen in that Sunday night game against Philadelphia in empty Levi's.
Yeah, but that's why it's tough to have this conversation now, because Brock Purdy hasn't had a bad game. You know, he hasn't lost in the playoffs yet. He hasn't given somebody that bad taste in their mouth. He hasn't overthrown someone in the Super Bowl a la Jimmy G. So right now, there's not going to be a caller, and we can see the calls now. There's not going to be one caller that says to not go with Brock Purdy. I would be surprised, but we haven't come across it yet because we haven't seen Brock Purdy play poorly yet. So that's why I can't wait to have this conversation after the season.
Yeah, no question. We have not seen him.
Because
really,
maybe he doesn't. Maybe he never does. And then I'll say, all right, I'm in Sharpie. I'm writing in Sharpie with JD as well. But I'm not doing that yet. And everybody else is just saying, you know, everybody else is just saying, it's just going off of what they've seen, which has been very good. But at some point, he's going to have a bad game. We just don't know when.
Right. And it would be tough if that bad game is the playoff game.
We don't know when.
First one.
But right now, it's all unicorns and rainbows.
Gene in Oakland next here on 95.7 The Game. Gene, how are you, my friend? Good to speak with you.
Yeah, same here, guys. I'm doing fine. Yeah, so I'm enjoying this discussion because I've been thinking about this too. You know, Trey versus Brock. I lean Brock as well as apparently everyone else. In fact, I never understood why they turned the team over to Trey, a team that's, you know, ready to win a Super Bowl. I mean, he's been raw. He was raw from the beginning, very little experience. You know, and he's, interestingly enough, you know, as has been touched on already, Trey has all the qualities that Brock lacks, and Brock has all the qualities it seems that Trey lacks, or at least so far. Now, Trey's athletic, he's big, got a strong arm, but his decision-making is really questionable at this point. That's what got his ankle broken, you know, on that read option play, making the wrong decision. You know, he's been inaccurate. Brock, on the other hand, has been accurate. His decision-making has been practically flawless. He's tough, he's relentless, but he is smallish, and he has a kind of a weak arm. But you know what? If you look through the league, I mean, how many guys are really elite and have all the qualities? You might, maybe Mahomes and Allen. Beyond that, all of them have weaknesses. So Brock, I feel good about him. I think he's going to be fine, unless for some reason he loses confidence. And the only way I see that happening is if he's getting hit over and over, a la Jim Plunkett back in the 70s. You know. In which case, you know, maybe he loses his confidence. But I just don't see that happening. I like this kid. I feel confident moving forward with him and having Trey as a backup if he's willing to do that.
Thanks for the call, Gene. Good stuff.
I mean, I'm not going to blame Trey Lance, his injury, on his decision-making. He was running the football up the middle. So, I mean, I'm not doing that. That's what I'm not going to do.
Now, the one thing that the prior caller had brought up, I think there were... So the fact that he couldn't get away, and this is in line with what you were talking about as far as that kind of play calling and running so much of the QB power and the inside stuff, which yeah, frankly, I mean, it did get him hurt. The to me, it was more about, is that the best play? Like, is that his best play? Is that the only thing he can do? And it kind of made me think, based on, again, small sample size, the game in Chicago, and they had some play action passes dialed up off of that, and there were some plays that were there in the first half of the Chicago game too. Hit a couple, didn't, you know, missed a couple. But to me, it's the fact that if you're going to have him be a true running quarterback, like, he's got to be able to hit the edge. Well, he's got to be, like, it can't only be inside. Like, it's got to be fake the run, get outside.
I'm pretty sure Mike Silver did an article on that as far as Trey not being able to get to the outside.
And if he can't, then you got, I mean, frankly, if he can't get to the outside, then that's where I start to say, you know what, maybe you picked the wrong guy.
Or well, look at the other running quarterbacks, right? And maybe they did. They said themselves they didn't have that much film. They didn't have that much information. Me, it comes off as like I'm caping for Trey right now when I ultimately think I wanted Justin Fields. You're asking Trey Lance.
Well, he looks like the second best quarterback of the group after Trey.
Yeah, you're asking Trey Lance to run like Justin Fields, and Justin Fields flies, right? So if you wanted to do that, we don't know, JD, if all the running happened because his arm isn't there, or if this was always a plan, and we'll never know.
But again, if he's going to run more because you're not confident in him throwing it yet, I'm cool with that. But you got to be, you can't be 3 yards in a cloud of dust with your quarterback.
No,
like that's not. It has to be get to the outside. The other thing Justin Fields does, and look, Trey's a big guy and he's strong, but Justin Fields plays backyard football. Like the Niners got beat by Justin Fields because he played backyard football. It wasn't because he was running zone read and running it.
It was broken down plays.
It was a couple of broken plays where he got away and stopped and looked around, and because he took so much time making a play, he was able to hit Pettis. He was able to hit two touchdown passes in that game because of that helped them win that game back on week one. So, yeah, Justin Fields is talented, and there is a little bit of a question, I think, lingering of, and I think it's not only the Niners necessarily, but why did so many teams, and I guess you can throw the Jags out, but the Jets and the Niners and really anybody else that was maybe looking around at the top level quarterbacks, obviously the Patriots ended up getting Jones after Fields was gone, but why weren't teams more, I guess, better at, why weren't teams better at evaluating Justin Fields? Because it seemed like he kind of got, I don't know, he kind of got the short end of the stick as far as his talent level, because, and look, he's raw still as a passer.
The whole thing with the epilepsy came out.
But he's extremely talented.
Yeah.
Like, there is something there for Justin Fields
that
can be built on. Oh, and I didn't know until I've watched him play in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up kind of watching him a lot more than probably, I've watched the Bears probably a lot more than anybody should this year, but I'm intrigued by Fields, frankly, based on covering that first game in Chicago and seeing him in person on a day where he wasn't great, but he still made some plays.
They fell for Zach Wilson because he had a nice, he throws a nice ball, and they fell for Trey Lance because they thought they might have had the next Mahomes.
Mike in Fairfield, 888-957-9570. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, what's going on? I just want to say, like, if you're a true 49er fan, you just got to live in the moment. This is a special year. Like, what other team has a precedent for this? A third-string quarterback going to the playoffs, win the division, and we have a Super Bowl chance. Like, I think, overall, we are the best team in the NFL, overall. Yeah, we have a third-string quarterback. He's probably not the best, but he's solid. He's solid enough. Like, if you're a true fan of the 49ers and football, like, you just got to be loving it right now and just, like, on a high. Does anybody think that, like, okay, sweet, we got Brock Purdy coming in for the Miami game. Let's do this. Like, nobody was like, oh, heck yeah, we're going to do this. Everyone was like, okay, great. Season's over. Or, like, let's see what we got. And now it's like, oh, no. Like, Brock Purdy's legit. Like, nobody knows what's going to happen. So, let's just be excited. This is fun.
Yeah.
Amen.
Randy Cross checking in.
Amen, Mike. Shout out Fairfield.
That's basically what Niner legend Randy Cross said last hour. Mm-hmm. Said just take a deep breath and enjoy it, because it is kind of an unprecedented situation.
Mm-hmm. Look, we've never seen anything like it. The way that it's happening, the way the chips are falling into place, I don't know that we'll see anything exactly like this again. So ultimately, everybody is excited. And like we said, we're going to do this whole conversation. I mean, maybe not to people that are in the JD camp who, you know, kind of already feel that it's going to be Brock, but this conversation is going to take 18,000 different turns in the next couple weeks. It really is.
Yeah, it absolutely could. And look, we don't know how it's going to end up. I mean, Purdy could struggle. Purdy could get hurt. I mean, you might not get the full scope. He may throw an interception in a playoff game, and I think it'll be interesting to see, because we haven't seen him really go through any adversity to this point to where he's had to bounce back. If it does get to the playoff game, and that is the first oh-no throw, let's say, that puts the 49ers in a bad spot, let's say early in a game where there's still time to recover, how does Kyle Shanahan adjust to that? Because we saw what Kyle Shanahan did with Garoppolo in his first playoff game with the Niners against Minnesota. You know, they're kind of dominating that game. Everything's flowing. It's still Gucci Garopp. Like, it's all good. And then he throws that pick, and all of a sudden, the Vikings are a play away, really, a stop away from being in that game, and it being like a danger zone where, where, oh, God, if he throws another one, you might be in trouble. And he shut it down. I think he ran it 11 times in a row or something like that. And the defense regained control of the game, and the Niners ended up winning comfortably against Minnesota. And then the next week they run it, or they throw it 8 times, and Raheem Mostert dashes all over the Packers, and they're in the Super Bowl. So what I'm getting at is, if there's a scenario where Purdy struggles, does Shanahan immediately shut it down on him, and that prevents us from really being able to fully evaluate how he handles the adversity?
I don't think he's going to be. Well, I guess based on this defense, maybe they can't afford to, but there's a good chance that they won't be able to afford to. You know, JD, I'm curious, you know, your thoughts, and obviously the Xfinity Mobile text line, the call lines lighting up right now. There's a word that gets used that I don't think it's black and white when you use this word, but I think that it does change things when you're talking about evaluating. And obviously Brock Purdy sounds, you know, or he's been playing really well. That word is deserve. And I think that there's a lot of Niner fans that didn't like the handing over of the keys because they felt that Trey didn't, again, I'm going to use that word, deserve it. My feeling is, when you go out, like, deserving something can be deeper than just simply, oh, you didn't beat somebody out in training camp, right? In my opinion, deserving something could be, hey, you did the right things, you said the right things leading up to the draft. We decided to take you with this pick after we have given up, you know, these other first round picks. And for these reasons, you know, you deserve it. You don't necessarily have to deserve something based on your play. He deserved it based on where you got taken in the draft and what they believed was going to happen with Jimmy Garoppolo. Now, it didn't end up that way. Now, this version of deserve with Brock Purdy, the fact that he was on the field and he, you know, he has done things that we can all say, well, I mean, he's going out and he's having success. Now, his deserve is just completely trumping the Trey deserve. And again, the way that a lot of people are talking, and I wouldn't say the calls have been bad at all, but just the fact that they are saying, well, you know, Purdy does this and Trey never deserved it. I would battle back on that, because I do think that that operative word deserve doesn't always mean you have to beat somebody out. You have to beat somebody out in training camp. I don't think that's the same. I don't think that's the same for every situation.
No, I mean, look, if you're the third pick in the draft and Jimmy Garoppolo, his time was coming to an end, whether it was based on contract or situation or whatever, like to me, that was enough. Like, I actually didn't have a problem with them turning it over to Trey. Mm-hmm. I just thought if you were going to turn it over to Trey, he better look a little bit better than he did.
And I think they might not have even known.
In camp and in the first game of the season, although again, everybody, I'm already hearing everybody screaming at me for monsoon. Oh, yeah. First game of the season, monsoon, can't take it.
I haven't heard any monsoon talk since Brock Purdy, though. Nobody cares about the monsoon.
Well, we'll see if Brock Purdy has to play in a monsoon. What it looks like. Hopefully not. Although you never know where the weather's been lately. I mean, Niners could have a home game in a monsoon.
Yeah.
George, next here on 95.7 The Game. What's up, George?
You know, guys, I've been thinking about this as you're talking about this, and I go back in the Wayback Machine, and I see us pick up Alex Smith with the number 2 or 3 draft, and he's got all the tools, he's coming out of college, and he's going to light it up, and he takes a snap from center, and he's a deer in the headlights. And then I see, you know, Garoppolo come in, he's got nothing to lose, he comes in, he's comfortable, everything's flowing, is just win Jimmy. Then I see Trey Lance come across, because Kyle Shanahan doesn't trust Jimmy, and I see Trey Lance pretty much looking like a deer in the headlights. And now I see the kid come in, Brock Purdy, and Shanahan's got all the governors are taken off because he's got nothing to lose, and Mr. Irrelevant leads the way. This kid's got confidence. He's got poise. He's got it. Does Trey Lance have it? I don't know. We haven't seen it. What do you think?
I think it's well said. I think it's a reasonable take.
I just think that
Purdy looks like he has it. We don't
right
know.
Now. Right now. Yeah, why does everything have to be so? People thought Bailey Zappi had it for a couple games.
We don't know if he ultimately has it, but right now he looks like
It's trending in the direction that he does.
For now,
yes,
it looks that way.
I would agree
at a higher level than it even looked for Jimmy at any point. Well, even the highest Jimmy level, I think it was to that point. So, yeah, I tend to agree. 888-957-9570. Steve Kerr in about 10 minutes here on 95.7 The Game. Sean is next here on 95.7 The Game in San Diego. Thanks for giving us a call, Sean.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Yeah, I just got two things. First of all, Justin Fields and the Bears, you know, they lost like 9 games in a row because Justin Fields is more running back than quarterback. And the second thing is, Purdy, he kind of reminds me of the guy you just played this weekend, Heineke and Baker Mayfield and Kyler Murray, because over time, their smallest size is just not going to cut it in the NFL. If you look around the league, there's really no small quarterbacks that are really succeeding in the league. So I think over time, his smallest size is going to end up showing itself, and you know, that's why the 49ers took Trey Lance, because he's 6'4", 240. He can make all the throws, and he's mobile as well. So that's all I got.
Yeah, we don't know that Trey Lance can make all the throws. That's a piece of it.
But I do know that
size and arm strength, though, is the question for Purdy.
Well, he led that call with Justin Fields, and I mean that's got to be one of the worst rosters in the NFL.
So. Yeah, no, look, they're clear cut rebuilding. Yeah, they have lost a lot of games in a row. I mean, to me, it's just they've made a little bit of an adjustment, I think, to their offense to where it is built a little bit more around his skill set than I think it was at the beginning. Remember, this is not the regime that drafted him.
Right.
So it's a little weird there. But no, I think Justin Fields has got some talent.
If you don't want a running quarterback, right, and we don't know, you might say, hey, Justin Fields, somebody's going to want you, but that's not the type of quarterback I want. So he might be on the market. Who knows?
Now, let's sneak in Ricardo real quick. Ricardo, I got about 20 seconds for you, my man. What do you got?
20 seconds. Wow.
We'll make it 30.
I got to talk really fast. So I think you guys brought up a great point about deserve, and in the NFL, nobody deserves anything. You got to earn it. We got to see how this Brock Purdy experience fleshes out, and then see. And poor Trey, he's going to have to relearn to be a quarterback now. I mean, look at how much time he's missed. The poor guy, I feel so bad for him. But, you know, I mean, that's it in a nutshell. We got to see. It's going to be an open competition. It's got to be, and see what happens.
Thanks for the call. Open competition. We'll see. We'll have to revisit that after Steve Kerr joins us here on 95.7 The Game. Great first 3 hours. The head coach of the Warriors is coming up next as we are presented by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.